for clams. I don't know where. I don't know many places.
It's like clams. That's a little bit different. Some people eat them raw.
Ostriches.
Huh?
Ostriches.
Okay. And if you were going to go fishing, what might you dig up to go fishing with?
You dig up the earthworms.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for them? Have you ever heard of them called baits?
Baits. Yeah. That's baits and earthworms.
Would you use that word bait?
Baits more around here.
Mm-hmm.
They grow, after it's raining, you can just about get them in any soil that's not completely covered over with grass, and they become all on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people you get off of cantata trees.
Mm-hmm.
They provide good shade, and my mother put two in her yard, and my uncle was next door, and he put three. But those cantata trees get full of worms.
Mm-hmm.
Those big black and yellow worms, and people come by and get them and fish. But we have cut one down, and she's getting ready to cut that other one because the worms are just everywhere, and they eat leaves and things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like those worms, and they get all everywhere. Those are cantata trees.
Mm-hmm. What about a small fish you could use for bait? Did you ever hear of minnows or shiners?
The meadows.
Minnows.
Yes, I have, but I haven't been fishing but once in my life and I didn't like it. I'll be lost out there with the poles.
And something that's kind of shaped like a lobster. It's got claws, but you'd find it in a
crab.
Well, you'd find it in a stream, freshwater.
Crab.
Uh-huh. But it's longer. Got these claws and several little
can't even think of what that is.
Do you ever hear of crayfish or crawdad?
Yeah, crawdad.
Huh?
Crawdad and crayfish.
Which did you call it?
Really, depending on what you would want to call it, because crayfish is just as popular as crawdad.
Mm-hmm. What about crawfish?
Crawfish, too. Yeah.
And a hard-shelled thing that can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
Turtle.
Are there different kinds?
Yes, there are, but I don't know them.
Mm-hmm. And something you hear making a noise around the lake at night.
Crickets.
Or something that hops around.
Frogs.
What different kind?
Oh, I don't know. I know it's certain frogs you can eat to get the frog legs, but that's
mm-hmm.
a delicacy. And there are others, bullfrogs, I know you can't eat those.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have toads.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can eat those either.
What about the tiny ones that get up in the trees? Did you ever hear a name for them?
Mm-hmm. And I can't think of it.
And something that's an insect that flies around the light, tries to fly into the light.
A light bug.
Uh-huh. What does that look like?
Oh, he's a big animal. It's black wings and he's a clay colored and he just flies and hums when he flies into
uh-huh.
everything.
And something that'll get in your wool clothes.
Moth.
Okay, you call this one of those one.
Moth.
And an insect that flies around at night and bites you and makes you itch.
Mosquito.
And a tiny red insect that'd get on your skin if you went through the woods.
Ant.
But it's real tiny. It'd get...
Tick.
They're smaller than that though. You can hardly see it.
Grass bug.
Uh-huh. What's a grass bug look like?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a red bug or chigger?
Red bug and the grass bug is synonymous. It's
mm-hmm.
the same thing.